highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone? The Great Depression, passed the, anyone?
Oh, passed the alarm clock. And wake up for this very special edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. And today's episode is geared toward anyone. Oh, sorry.
Anyone?
Who has sat in a classroom lecture like the one depicted in the 1986 classic movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this?
Well, it is a very special day on the podcast because we're taking today's show on the road. And we've hopped on a bus along with about 1,400 North Clackamas High School juniors from Milwaukee, Rex Putnam, Clackamas, and Adrian C. Nelson High Schools, along with NCSD students from the Clackamas Web Academy, Clackamas Middle College, and our virtual online program. Our destination? We're at the Oregon Convention Center in downtown Portland. Home of the one-day annual Northwest Youth Careers Expo, sponsored by the Portland Workforce Alliance. Today's field trip for all of our district's high school juniors, along with many other surrounding school districts, is to show students the amazing diversity of career opportunities in our region and offers information about the skills and education needed for those jobs. So what will our 1,400 North Clackamas students be doing here today?
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do?
As you'll hear throughout today's unique podcast, we'll follow kids around as they visit more than 200 booths organized by job categories like arts and communication, technology, engineering, healthcare, construction and design, manufacturing, and much more. We'll also listen in on mock interviews taking place in a separate wing where kids can practice how to make themselves stand out to employers.
If you were to think about your career in 20 years, what are you doing?
Maybe working at like a startup business, or maybe being an architect, because that was another one of the kind of careers I was interested in. Like last year I did an architectural class for my school. So,
well, if you would have any interest, we would love to host you for a tour around our office, because I work in architecture, and kind of show you what we do.
At each booth on the main floor, students can talk directly with professionals from different companies and colleges about career training options.
If my trade's not for you, check out any of these union trades down here, man. So you guys want to try out the virtual machines at all? No?
Yeah, jump in there.
And how about a little bonus recognition for our school district? Superintendent Dr. Shay James started the day as one of the event's featured keynote speakers.
Thank you to all of you in the room who support and provide career experiences. Kids are inspired to graduate. They're inspired to pursue careers many never thought were possible, and inspired to one day provide a future high school student the same opportunity that they once had as a PWA participant.
Okay, before we cruise around the convention center floor to hear the inside perspectives of North Clackamas students, you may be wondering, how did these NCSD students prepare for today's expo? How are some of them here with print-ready professional resumes? And many have lists of questions already prepared to ask college representatives or potential employers. For those answers and more, let's turn to Kim Amador, who this year is serving as a teacher on special assignment in NCSD and coordinating the district's high school student success program. Kim, how excited are you about having 1,400 North Clackamas students here in the convention center participating in the Youth Careers Expo?
Oh, it's so exciting to have so many students being able to be back in person, being able to communicate with industry leaders and colleges and universities, and be able to have this opportunity to network and really envision their future. It's very exciting to be here.
Now, as I look out over the floor, I see students from Milwaukee High, from Putnam, from Clackamas, from Adrian C. Nelson. We've got Clackamas Web Academy, Clackamas Middle College is here. How difficult was it to coordinate an effort that brings 1,400 kids from our district here?
It's definitely been a logistical undertaking, for sure. Just being able to work with leadership at each school, really work with teachers to help promote the opportunity. Our college and career readiness teachers have been very integral to this event in terms of advertising it, preparing students, helping them to envision their own futures, and help them to connect with potential potential pathways that are going to really help them thrive in this life.
You know, one of the things that stands out immediately is that these North Clackamas students, they're prepared. They've got their talking points. They've got their questions ready. Some of them even have resumes, dress for success. I'm sure many of our listeners didn't know our district now has a required course for freshmen and juniors focused on college and career readiness. Tell us about that, what it entails, and how it came to be.
Wonderful. Well, it started with Measure 98, really an equity mission to support all students with removing barriers to becoming who they want to be in this world, really about helping every student be college and career ready. And so it started with the 11th grade class, which is a class that really focuses on career pathways, post-secondary options, financial literacy, and job readiness. And with that, we started a foundational course that just is being piloted this year in 9th grade that is really a foundation to that class. So really trying to capture students' interests and curiosities earlier and earlier so that they can be most prepared.
What have you seen as the biggest rewards of providing students with college and career classes?
Oh, the rewards are just when they make those connections, the spark goes off, just really like tapping into anything is possible, like really finding that there's infinite possibilities and options and that there are people and caring adults that are there to help them along the way.
What do you hope North Clackamas students get out of today?
Oh gosh, I hope that they come away just inspired and feel like they are supported in all their dreams and that they can make those networks and really start to plan each step of the way to get to that potential.
What do you think this says about our school district that we've, and by we, I mean that you and your department, have committed to bringing every high school junior in our district this opportunity to be here today?
I think it just means that we have just an amazing team of leadership that really supports student success for every student, really about removing those barriers and really helping to make sure that we as a collective, as a community, are here for our youth. Just thank you so much for the partnership with Portland Workforce Alliance. They have been so integral in terms of connecting us with these big industries and colleges and universities and trades and apprentice programs, just connecting caring adults who have been through it and remember what it's like to be as a youth or be young and, you know, kind of figuring out what your path is. And so this partnership has been so important to our district and we're just grateful.
And we're grateful you've decided to hop on the bus and come along on our first ever Proud to be NCSD podcast field trip. Here at the Portland Workforce Alliance's Northwest Youth Careers Expo, you've already heard why NCSD high school juniors are excited to be taking role at the Oregon Convention Center instead of back in class.
Bueller.
But this isn't a day off.
Bueller.
Still ahead, we'll listen in on students' mock job interviews. How well can they sell themselves? And did one NCSD student really land a part-time job right on the spot?
So you got a job for like immediately or this summer or when?
I got a job for like now, I think. They're going to email me and I'm going to shadow someone for a little bit.
No need to apply for the second half of this Proud to be NCSD podcast. It's up next, right after this.
Hello, I'm Mitzi Bauer, Chair of the North Clackamas School District School Board.
And I'm Gina Beniloga, one of six other directors on our current board.
We are committed to listening and serving North Clackamas residents as we work together to provide the best possible learning environment for the students we serve.
As members of the North Clackamas School Board, we believe it is our duty and responsibility to increase student achievement, recognize and reward quality in educators, empower school leaders through policy governance and professional development, and communicate with the public, legislators, business leaders, cities, and parents.
We invite you to join us online at our bi-monthly board meetings held on the second and fourth Thursdays of most months. For more information, you can visit the North Clackamas District website.
With parent and community input and support, we will continue our work to give students every opportunity to succeed in all North Clackamas School District schools and beyond.
Thank you for your support. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, students attending today's expo have the opportunity to participate in mock job interviews. And this NCSD student was courageous enough to let us listen in on his.
So tell me about a big challenge you faced and then how did you overcome that?
I'm going to say like one of the biggest challenges I've had growing up was probably having like ADHD. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty hard in elementary school, middle school, trying to like focus in classes without being like mature about it. So trying to like talk to people, be able to stay on task, be able to get my work done, that was pretty. And to solve that, I kind of just like talked to people about it. Like my teacher, she had ADHD, So she kind of helped me and like talked to me like things I could do to get over that and like work around it.
And what'd you think of it?
A little nervous, but it's pretty fun. I mean, trying to like practice, you know, learning about like what I might have to like talk about in the summer to find a job. So
you feel more confident now that you've gone through?
A little bit.
Throughout today's Northwest Career Expo, students could also attend short career talks, such as this one called How to Ace Your Job Interview.
Make sure that you're yourself when you go into the interview, because you don't want to interview one way and then show up for work and you're a totally different person that they don't know. They're like, wait, is this the person we hired? You want to make sure that if you're happy and outgoing and talkative, that you demonstrate that in your interview so that they know when they hire you that you're going to come in, especially if it's a customer service job or something like that where you have to talk to people, that you're going to transfer that over. Where if you're really quiet in the interview and then you come in and you're talkative, or you're not, but then you come in quiet and they think you're going to be quiet when you get there and then you're really talkative, they're like, wait, this isn't the person that we brought in. So I say it's always very important to be yourself.
That's where Vincent of Milwaukee Academy of the Arts spent some of his time today.
I actually ended up landing a job at Trackers, so that's fun.
So you got a job for like immediately or this summer or when?
I got a job for like now, I think. They're going to email me and I'm going to shadow someone for a little bit and get paid time.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Great day
for you.
Mm-hmm. Big congratulations to Vincent. As this special day starts to reach its final hour, we thought we better take advice from Ferris Bueller himself.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
So we don't miss anything. Let's shuffle around the convention center floor and get the thoughts of NCSD students from all different schools and programs in attendance.
My name is Luke Womack. I go to Nelson High School. I thought today was a great experience learning about all different types of jobs.
My name is Lacey Broders, and I think today it was pretty cool. Yeah, it was fun.
You go to Putnam?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Tyler. I go to Milwaukee High School today. I really like it. Get to see a bunch of careers.
I'm Hudson Norman. I go to Clackamas High School, and I thought today was super awesome. I got to learn about, you know, what it takes to be, to have a job in the future life.
My name is Eli Stevenson. I go to Nelson High School, and I thought today was a great experience. Got to learn about a lot of new things.
Hi, my name is Sabrina, and I go to Rex Putnam, and I thought today was pretty fun. There was a lot of new faces, and there was a lot of opportunities to learn more about a lot of stuff, yeah.
Devin Brooks, Clackamas High School, and I really liked today. It was pretty cool just seeing all the types of careers, you know, you can go into, and all the people were pretty nice.
My name is Ian. I go to Milwaukee High School, and I thought today was a good experience, a good opportunity to find interests, new interests, and stuff like that.
My name is Sam Lewis. I go to Nelson High School, and I had a great experience learning about new careers and career paths to go to.
My name is Isaac Bruce. I go to Rex Putnam High School, and I learned about a lot of interesting careers that I'd really like to take a look at. A lot of really cool opportunities.
Well, that about wraps things up from the Northwest Youth Careers Expo at the Oregon Convention Center. And as you could hear from our NCSD students in attendance, some key words continued to pop up: opportunities, careers, and fun. And here's a fun fact for North Clackamas parents. Did you know that college and career readiness classes in our school district aren't limited to just high school students? In fact, there are similar grade level appropriate lessons taught in your students' middle and elementary schools. So the next time you ask your kids what they learned in school, don't be faked out.
The key to faking out the parents is the clammy hands. It's a good non-specific symptom. I'm a big believer in it. A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a deadlock, but you get a nervous mother, you could wind up in a doctor's office. That's worse than school.
Thanks, Ferris. And thanks to all of you for listening today to our first try at a podcast on the road. As we board the bus once again and head back to school, just want to let all of you know how much we appreciate you for subscribing and tuning in every time we drop off a new episode. Look for another edition next week when we return to the studio.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
We'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.
Go.